170 with nearly 8,000 confirmed cases. Meanwhile, for the third time in 1 week, a World Health Organization emergency committee is meeting to decide whether the virus poses a global health threat. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The two previous emergency meetings ended inconclusively. WHO experts were split on whether the spread of the coronavirus was large enough to constitute a public health emergency of international concern. But this quickly evolving disease may change some of the doubters' minds. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praises the strong response taken by the Chinese government to try to stop the epidemic. But he acknowledges that events on the ground in China and abroad are moving too quickly to be ignored. He says the emergence of any new pathogen with the potential to cause severe illness and death is of grave concern and must be taken with utmost seriousness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada is a step closer to being implemented today after President Trump held a signing ceremony at the White House. The White House predicts the new agreement will steer more automotive production to the United States and has the potential to create nearly 600,000 jobs. Canada has yet to ratify the pact. The U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, James Jeffries, says 200 airstrikes by Syrian government and Russian warplanes have hit Syria's Idlib region in the last 3 days. He also says 700,000 displaced people in northwest Syria are heading for the Turkish border and could create an international crisis. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues today with a final day of questions for President Trump's defense team and the House lawmakers prosecuting his impeachment. This as a decision looms about calling witnesses. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest.
And Alan Dershowitz argues those officials do what they think is needed to win an election, saying it's impossible to know exactly what their motivation was, personal or public good or a mix of both. And that means their conduct cannot be impeachable. It stunned House prosecutors like Adam Schiff.
If you say you can't hold a president accountable in an election year where they're trying to cheat in that election, then you are giving them carte blanche.
Senators will continue asking questions of both sides today with a vote expected tomorrow on calling witnesses. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The European Parliament has given the green light for Britain's departure from the European Union. Lisa Bryant has more.
After being part of some sort of European Union for nearly half, its departure overwhelmingly approved by the European Parliament. The next step promises to be difficult as Britain negotiates its future relationship with the EU, especially on trade matters. Britain's last day as an EU member is Friday. The British flag will be lowered at EU institutions. But in many ways, the farewell, with EU lawmakers locking arms and singing an old Scottish song, has already happened. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Students protesting a new citizenship law. Reuters' Francis McGuire has the story.
A man opened fire at a protest against India's new citizenship law in New Delhi on Thursday. Witnesses said one person was wounded. It was the first incident in the capital during more than a month of demonstrations, where protesters argued for non-Muslim minorities from three neighboring countries. Sometimes violent protests have flared against the law since last year.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the U.S. will not totally withdraw its forces from the African continent. He says the Pentagon is reviewing all its troop positions in light of a new focus on terrorism, but that does not mean that there necessarily will be cuts to force levels. The United States is trying to secure permission from Iraq to bring Patriot missile defenses into the country to better defend U.S. forces. This follows an Iranian missile attack earlier this month. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA One.